Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
12 o'clock hour, Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Nick Kieser, all here with you. Titans, third and final preseason game coming up on Saturday night against the Arizona Cardinals. But we're asking the question on our Twitter account at 102.5, The Game, also our text line, 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. How many Titans games do you plan on attending this season? 43.1% right now saying zero or watching TV on TV. 1 to 5 is 41.5%. 5 to 8 at 15.4%. So keep participating. And in that, let's say hello to Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Terry, how many Titans games do you plan to attend this year?
I plan to be at all 8 home games.
Yeah. Okay. I figured.
There you go.
I figured as much. So.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Are you surprised, though, by that response? I don't know if you just heard the results, but basically 5 or less is kind of the average that fans are saying right now. And they've referenced the stadium. They've referenced the prices of the ticket, parking, concessions, all those things, and the fact that they can just sit at home and watch on TV and not have to worry about any of that.
No, I'm not surprised by that. You know, the NFL has known that there's been an attendance issue with high ticket prices, high concessions, high parking, and then couple that with the fact that people can stay home and watch it on a 65-inch TV screen and get up and go to the refrigerator or the bathroom whenever they want to with no wait. And, you know, they've made the product too accessible on TV sometimes, and I think it has hurt the attendance because, you know, it's one thing if you're sitting in the lower bowl and paying $300 or $400 for a ticket or whatever it may be, than if you're sitting, you know, in the 20th row of the upper deck and you've got, you know, up there with Bob Uecker in the nosebleed section.
So going into the preseason game Saturday night, the final one against Arizona, Malik Willis, do you believe that he's going to get his third straight start? And do you believe that basically, they're giving him every opportunity to be the backup on this team?
Well, they are giving him every opportunity to be the backup on this team, and I think he's going to be the backup on this team. I think, you know, they may go ahead and give Logan Woodside a start. I've heard that that's a possibility, but Malik Willis is going to play quite a bit, and I think that, you know, what they have in Malik Willis is a young quarterback who has the tools, who has the smarts. He just doesn't have the experience and the acclimation to the speed of the game. You know, when you go from Liberty to the NFL, that's a big jump. That's a much bigger jump than going from Alabama to the NFL. And so I think that's part of the learning curve and the growth process with Malik Willis, is that he's got to learn that everything on the NFL level happens so much faster, so much quicker, that he's got to process things and make it second nature, that when he's out there, they trust what he sees and knows that it's right. Now, here's what I think is probably the most likely scenario. I think Malik Willis becomes the number two quarterback because they spent a third-round pick on him. There's no way he's going to cycle through waivers without getting claimed. Logan Woodside, as a backup quarterback, has very little experience. I think they could expose him to waivers if they wanted to bring him back on the practice squad, and probably have a pretty good feeling that he's not going to get claimed so that they could do that. I just think that, you know, with all that they've done to get Malik Willis up to speed, that they want him to be the number two quarterback. Because, guys, let's face it, if Ryan Tannehill goes down for any period of time, he goes down for 6 weeks, you're not battling the Colts for a playoff spot. You're battling the Texans and the Jaguars for the number one pick in the draft.
What other players do you need to see play and see kind of what they can do to either make the roster or maybe claim a prominent role on this team?
Well, it's interesting. There's several. You know, I think, watch the backup offensive linemen. See who gets work where. It's looking like Nicholas Petit-Ferrer has won the right tackle job for now, unless they claim somebody off the waiver wire after Tuesday. That means Dylan Radins is now getting a crash course again at guard. And so they've got to see who's going to be the third tackle, if it's going to be Dylan Radins as a backup at tackle, or if they need to go get somebody. And it kind of throws the interior battles into question, because you've got a guy named Jordan Roos who's been filling in for Nate Davis, and he's a guy that you would have thought, well, if Dylan Radins is not going to win the tackle spot and he's going to be a guard, why wouldn't he be at right guard? But obviously, you know, they see something in Jordan Roos that he's in contention for a backup spot, as is Corey Levin, who's been, you know, here now for a couple of years after being drafted and going elsewhere. You know, other places, it's going to be interesting to watch these guys that they've picked up recently in trades in the secondary and off waivers. Lonnie Johnson, Ugo Amadi, Tyree Gillespie, Adrian Colbert. I think that, to me, shows that maybe, you know, and some people have speculated about this, that when they're in sub-packages and when they're in the nickel, that they might as well go ahead and go into dime a lot of times, play an extra defensive back, because when you look at inside linebacker, other than David Long, they really don't have another guy like him who could come in and be a three-down linebacker and cover in the sub-packages. Monty Rice was that guy as the backup. He's going to start the year on PUP. So watch for what they do with Joe Jones, Jack Gibbons, and Chance Campbell to see if any of those guys get a chance to play a lot in the sub-packages Saturday night, to see if one of those guys can possibly be that linebacker that plays out there when it's a passing down. And then the other thing to watch is the punting job. Can this kid Ryan Stonehouse, who's got an amazing leg, can he show enough to win the job away from Brett Kern, longtime favorite, longtime, you know, successful punter here? This is really the first time that Brett's been in a battle for his roster spot since he got here way back in 2009. Stonehouse, his short game needs work, you know, downing punts inside the 20, hanging them high and short, that sort of thing. But he's got an unmistakable leg, you know, and there's no guarantee, given the Colts situation at punter, given what's happened to the Bills punter, with this guy maybe finding some trouble with the law or the league, you know, there's no guarantee that a guy like Stonehouse wouldn't get claimed if he is dumped on the waiver wire by the Titans.
We'll talk with Terry McCormick, Titans insider. Terry, is it safe to say that the Titans will be starting the season with Robert Woods, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, and Kyle Phillips. Kyle Phillips as their three receivers?
I think that's a pretty safe bet. Treylon Burks went out of practice against the Cardinals on Wednesday. He was not out there yesterday. It'll be interesting to see if he suits up and is able to go on Saturday night. But even if he does go on Saturday night, I just don't think that they've seen enough from him to unseat a guy like Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, who they trust and who has the trust of Ryan Tannehill. It's going to take a little time. Remember, A.J. Brown didn't come out and earn a starting spot right away. He kind of worked into that position, took about 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, Treylon Burks is going to have to work in and earn a spot. Somewhere those first three guys are, you know, one of those guys is going to have to give way to him. But right now, you're right. It's going to be Westbrook-Ikhine and Robert Woods on the outside, Kyle Phillips in the slot, and Burks is going to have to battle with Racy McMath to get his reps coming in certain packages when it's 3 and 4 wide.
Now, with that being said, obviously we know the three, well, the four, because Burks, we expect and we know that Burks will be on this team. But besides those four, you got guys like Des Fitzpatrick, Racy McMath, and other Mason Kinsey, and other guys that are still fighting for a spot on this team.
Yeah, you really do. I think McMath is very safe on the roster because he brings a lot that they like on special teams. Plus, he's really the only true deep threat who can get behind a defense and go up and win a 50-50 ball down the field. You know, his hands are a little bit of a question because, he does seem to drop a few passes. But I think, 6'3", 230-pound guys that run 4.39 don't grow on trees. So that guy is making the roster. Otherwise, the last spot is probably going to come down to this. Either Des Fitzpatrick or Cody Hollister claims that sixth spot and has to contribute on special teams, or it's possible that they could just go with five. Mason Kinsey's had a nice camp. He's flashed at times. He's a guy that, certainly has shown a lot. But really, Kyle Phillips has passed him by. I think the ideal situation would be you stash Mason Kinsey on the practice squad, and then if Kyle Phillips were to get hurt, you could always bring Mason Kinsey back to the roster.
Makes sense. Terry McCormick is with us talking Titans. Terry, Ugo Amadi shows up, gets traded. It's been a whirlwind week for him, traded twice. I wonder if he even had some Eagles gear that he got to hold on to, or did he even get to wear the jersey at all. But here he is in his hometown, played for Overton, and trying to jump in there. I guess we're going to see him tomorrow. Where do you see him fitting?
Well, he's been primarily a nickelback type of guy. And with Elijah Molden being out, had some injury problems, hasn't played much in camp, hasn't played much in preseason, and may not play tomorrow night against the Cardinals. So Amade's going to get a crash course in what the nickelback position looks like here in Tennessee. It's something he's done throughout his career while he was in Seattle. What they've been doing with the first group, when they go to the nickel package, they've been sliding Roger McCreary inside, bringing Caleb Farley onto the field outside. But behind that, with Molden hurt, they really don't have another true nickelback. And so Amadi is going to get a chance to show what he can do and perhaps earn a spot on this roster, because I do think that in sub packages a lot this year, because they only have David Long really as a true three-down linebacker, they may have to put an extra nickel or an extra safety onto the field in those third and seven, third and eight passing situations against three and four wide, because they really don't have two linebackers maybe that they trust to be able to do the coverage.
He is Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Terry, we'll have a lot to discuss after the preseason game, I am sure, but appreciate your time as always, and we'll do it again soon.
Thanks a lot.
Terry McCormick, give him a follow on Twitter at TerryMC13, has covered the team since day one. A lot of questions to ask, about the Titans in their preseason game, but something that we should bring up for week one, what's going on with the Giants right now and all of their injuries? That could be key as the Titans will open the regular season in Nashville against the New York Football Giants. We'll do that coming up next. Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase William, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Nick Kieser. Week one, the Titans take on the New York Giants. And, guys, the Giants right now are very, very beat up, which is not a good thing. Of course, you can weigh in at 615-737-1025. Our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can also stream us on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. And our streaming presented by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. So what do the Giants do? They've lost some players for the year. They got some guys banged up. Daniel Jones is still their quarterback. So what's going on with the New York Football Giants?
Nothing.
Well,
absolutely nothing. Nothing good, let's say that.
I like their coach, though.
Yeah?
You and I have been kicking this around, Derek, that the Floyd Reese theory, right? He was the first to throw it at me. When you play a team like the Giants in week one, he always used to say, I hate playing teams like this in the first week because the bad teams don't know they're bad. Right. And he would always say that. And I think that, there's a lot of truth to it. Everybody's got hope going into week one. And I think the Giants would fit into that category. I think by the end of the year, they're probably not going to be a great team. And so there's a lot of pressure to win this game because the schedule gets very, very tough immediately the following week. You got a big game against the Bills. So you can't overlook anybody. But on top of this, you've got all the reports coming out of the Giants. They've got a lot of issues with camp, right? They've got a lot of guys banged up. Probably the first one was Thibodeau, mm-hmm. who took that low block from Randy Moss's son, and he's out 3 or 4 weeks. We still don't know for sure if he's even going to be ready to play for week one. You know, big-time player, you know, a lot of promise, edge rusher. That's big, whether he's in there or not. And if he is in there, he's missed a lot of work. You know, he's going to be coming off of an injury. They just lost another guy, a guy that was having a really good camp, to a season-ending knee injury, a wide receiver. One guy that I know, they just had a big joint practice with the Jets. And mm-hmm. just like you always hear, hey, there was a lot of brawls, and there was, you know, Daniel Jones was efficient. All of these things that we hear, right, you take with a grain of salt from afar. They almost had another scare. This was a guy that Teron talked a lot about prior to the draft last year, Azeez Ojulari.
Yep.
He got injured during that joint practice, but it looks like he is going to avoid having a serious injury out of that, but we'll see how quickly he recovers.
Brian Daboll said today that he's day-to-day with a calf injury.
So that's good for the Giants. But all of these things might have you saying, look, this is not an ideal time to play the Giants, but the Giants are going to be dealing with some issues here before they ever start.
I'm going to say what I'm about to say, mm-hmm. I'm going to sound like two people. I'm going to sound like Coach Willie, and I'm going to sound like Jared. But I hate this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm already nervous about this game because the Giants suck. Like, the Giants aren't going to be very good. But it scares the crap out of me because the Titans were not prepared for week one last year and got their butts kicked by a good team in the Arizona Cardinals, the team they're going to play Saturday. But everybody's going to get this, oh, they're all beat up, they're already a bad team, Daniel Jones is awful, and then watch the Giants come in here and win like 21-6 or something like that. Like that, this is where, again, Coach Willie is kind of coming into play a little bit with me.
I think the Giants understand that they're not a good team. I think they do.
I thought you said that everybody thinks they're good.
Yeah,
going
everybody.
Into week one.
Everybody does. But with all of these injuries and guys that are questionable, you start to think: are we going to have enough bodies to suit up? You know, eligible players to suit up. And what I mean by that, guys that can truly go out there and compete, guys that can truly put us in a position to win. And the Giants were, you know, they were already behind the eight ball anyway. And then now all of these injuries are starting to pop up as training camp is going for them. Granted, they're going to get some of these guys back before the first game of the season with the Titans. But as it looks now, they got 12 guys that, you know, that may not play or they've ruled out essentially for the Jets' last preseason game. So, I mean, I'm sure they're hoping they can get these guys well enough to play. And I know everyone in the NFL, after a certain bit of time during the season, everybody's playing hurt. But you don't want to start off the season with everybody being that way, you know?
And it looks like some of those guys will be back by the time the game is played. But, for example, Kadarius Toney missed 2 weeks with a hamstring. We know how easy it is to re-aggravate a hamstring. He's starting to work his way back, but I'm sure they're optimistic that by the time game time rolls around.
You mean Titans game time?
Titans game time, not the preseason finale. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, that's the focus for the Titans fans is, you know, how banged up are the Giants going to be when they come into that game? They're not a great team on paper to begin with, but on top of that, if they've got a wave of guys that are either just coming off of injury or not available at all, that could be significant for sure. The one thing that they, I think, are optimistic on is that finally Saquon Barkley is healthy.
Yeah.
And so you're going to get a healthy Saquon Barkley, barring anything that happens here in the next few days which is different than most games involving the Giants the last 2 years.
Well, they got Sterling Shepard back too.
He's missed some time.
Yeah, he's been out with an Achilles injury, so they got him back. So, you know, yeah, they have some guys that are not going to participate in the last preseason game, but you know, having your running back fully healthy, having your top receiver and Sterling Shepard back. I think that builds confidence for Daniel Jones, the quarterback. So they just hope they can get more of these players back before the Titans game.
Yeah, Viking Matt on our text line, driven by WilsonKennyHyundai.com. Come on, Chase, be positive. See, that's where I'm sounding like Stillman, okay? I get it. Like,
I'm worried.
A little negative.
Jared Stillman. I'm worried.
Are you worried? Worried about the Titans? Or
I'm worried about a lot of things. I'm just worried.
Listen, the Giants, I mean, you're right. I did say, hey, these teams don't know that they're bad until, like, they get
you know what's going to make me feel better?
Games into the season.
First play of scrimmage, whoever returns, you know, get the ball at the 25. Tannehill hands off to Henry. Henry breaks off for, like, 25 yards, and you're like, all right, okay, we're good. We're clicking. Go downfield, score a touchdown. Then I'm going to feel much better. Just see that offense click.
Well, I hope it happens that way, Chase.
Thank you. What if it does? What if I just called it? What if Mike Vrabel is listening right now? He's going, you know what?
I will that remind Chase, you then.
That Chase that McCabe guy at 102.5 The Game said that I need to give the ball to Derek on the first play. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. And I think he needs to do that anyway.
Yeah, I think he already knows that. Exactly. I think Mike's a smart enough guy.
Turn around and give it the ball to Derrick Henry as many times as you possibly can.
He's probably sitting staring at the radio going, well, no bleep, Sherlock. Which I would not blame him at all. Coming up next, is it a big deal that guys like Matt Ryan, Tom Brady are playing in the preseason and Tannehill is not? I want to get you guys' thoughts. Use guys' thoughts on that coming up next. But first, Derek, tell us about Cool Springs MD.
Well, yes. And listen, men, open your ears up now because this is the perfect time to really pay attention. I know you were paying attention to our, you know, our sports talk, but you got to pay attention to this because this will help you from a physical standpoint and a mental standpoint. And what you need to do and what I'm going to tell you is about Cool Springs MD. Over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with their experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee with improving their immune systems, energy levels, cognitive functions, and more. You know why my energy levels are so high when I come on this show. Why? Because I go visit Cool Springs MD. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and an enriched life. There's no better time to achieve a healthier lifestyle. So, what are you waiting for? Give Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and Cool Springs MD a call today to make an appointment at 615-486-3458. That's 615-486-3458. Or visit their website at coolspringsmd.com.
Tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight at 5:35 on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds are on the road taking on the Durham Bulls, AAA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan is presented by 312 Pizza and Farm Bureau Health Plans. Welcome back in, Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, as we talk a lot of Titans and wrapping up training camp. And, of course, that coverage presented by Parman Energy, your one-stop petroleum solution. Now, we were going to talk about Ryan Tannehill and why he's not playing in the preseason, and Tom Brady and Matt Ryan are, and I think that's an interesting subject. But something came up during the break that now is more interesting to me. I'm Jared, again, getting distracted. So we have the NFL Network on, and last night was the debut of Amazon Prime, Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, and you have to have an Amazon Prime account. NFL Network's reshowing it right now, so it was the 49ers and the Texans. But Willie asked the question of, I think his exact words were, do I have an Amazon Prime account? And I said, I'm sure you do. I feel like everybody has an Amazon Prime account.
Now, okay, so when you order off of Amazon, you order stuff, you can order without being part of Amazon Prime, right? So Amazon Prime, just dumb it down for me.
So Amazon
you
Prime,
pay a subscription to be able to avoid shipping costs and stuff?
Yeah, like it gives you some discounts and shipping costs. Plus, they have a streaming service that mm-hmm. you get as well. So, I mean, it's kind of an all-encompassing thing that, like, you pay a certain amount. I mean, I've had it for years.
Yeah, so how much are we talking here? I'll be honest.
Is
I
it
think
like
my,
$16
yeah,
a month?
Yeah, it's like something like
yeah,
that.
Something like that.
It's definitely worth it. Especially if you're like me and use Amazon
okay.
all the time.
I'll tell you where I'll just tell you where I'm coming from. You know, the 51-year-old guy here.
Mm-hmm. You don't look a day over 49.
Well, thanks. My wife and daughter. My wife and daughter, I
no,
think,
that's what
have gotten the Amazon Prime mm-hmm. stuff because they're the ones that do the ordering off of Amazon. I've done some ordering
have
on
you
Amazon.
Asked them if you have this?
I just texted my daughter to okay. say, okay, give me the lowdown. So I'll be honest.
Because I'm going to tweet at your wife and see if she.
I've never watched a show. I've never watched a show mm-hmm. on Amazon Prime. Not one time. I know there are shows that are on there. I've never watched it. Because I'm a Netflix guy. I've watched HBO Max, an occasional Hulu, but I've never watched anything on Amazon Prime. So you've got this new thing where they're going to have a game every Thursday mm-hmm. on Amazon Prime. So I was just curious. Like, I guess unless your team is playing, the only way you can watch that game is if you're watching on Amazon Prime. True? With Al
if
Michaels
those,
and
correct. Kirk?
Yeah, if those games, whatever games Amazon Prime has bought, you cannot see them unless you have an Amazon Prime account.
And it's $16 a month, something like that?
Yes, something.
I can't remember. And I think I've had it forever, so I think I'm kind of grandfathered into my price. But let's see. I feel like everybody has it. $14.99, $139 a year.
Okay. So I think that's a fair question to throw
but
out
you
to
can
our
get,
listeners.
You can get Prime Video, which is yeah. what this would be on, for $9 a month.
And forget about all the Amazon
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Prime Video.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll throw that question out to everybody. If the Titans aren't playing, are you going to watch the games on Thursday? Al Michaels is one of the greatest announcers of all time. Kirk Herbstreit, it's interesting that they chose him. Remember, they were angling for other guys. Remember the whole free agency thing? Troy Aikman, it looked like at one point, would be mm-hmm. part of that mix. They were going for big-time announcers here. But this will be a new frontier when it's the only game on. It's one thing when the game's on in London or something, uh-huh. 9 a.m., and you don't always get that game. If you don't have the Sunday ticket, which is another factor here. I guess if you bought the Sunday ticket, you would have all the games every week, right? I would assume that mm-hmm. game would be included in that package.
Sunday ticket?
Yeah, I'm asking that.
No, because Sunday tickets only Sunday.
That's a separate thing?
Yeah, I mean, this is Thursday. So that's, now, Sunday ticket... I think this is the last year for DirecTV, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I haven't. I usually don't get that.
Yeah.
I think I've had it a couple of times here or there, but I'm trying to get in the heads of, mm-hmm. of the football watchers. You know, we all love our NFL games, but I can't see myself going through the trouble of watching a game that's on Amazon unless it's a big, big game.
Do you say that because you're, as you said, you're older, you're 51.
I'm older. Of course, when the Predator season starts, the Predators play most Thursday yeah. nights. There's college games on Thursday night.
Right, but I'm not asking because of that. I'm asking because you have to change. You have to change your routine.
Yeah,
you can't just flip the TV on, and now you have to go into your smart TV and go to an app and all of that. Which
I don't like doing that.
Sure, I mean it is an adjustment.
And I now just recently I know I can plug in an HDMI cord and plug my computer into my TV and put it on my TV screen, so it's a little different. There, I don't have one of those things. I guess a Roku would be one of them. We have one of them here in our studio here. You can wire it in that way. For example, I'm a big Mets fan, as you guys know. There are occasional games with Major League Baseball. They're only available on a streaming service. Mm-hmm. I usually pass on those, right? I know yeah. I could get them if I wanted, but I don't go through the trouble. I just wonder how many fans they'll gain or lose
I think
on this Thursday night deal where there's an extra step to watch the game.
Well, here's the thing. As Viking Matt points out, Amazon has had the games for the last couple years. They've been on other things, but that you can also watch on Prime. So some people are already trained to do that.
Right. I am not, just for the record, I am not a cord cutter.
Yeah.
Yet, anyway. Yeah. I still get the satellite package.
Sure. I'm trying to.
Apple TV is getting Sunday Ticket, mm-hmm. so you'll have to stream it that way, which I like that better because right now you have to have DirecTV. And so if you don't have satellite,
Apple
then
TV
you don't have
is becoming a player in as is Amazon. So this is where it's going, right? There's going to be more games on the streaming. The new Big Ten package involves Peacock a lot, mm-hmm. where there's going to be some games that are only available on that streaming service. There was a Titans game last year, I think, that was only available on Paramount Plus. Is that right? If I remember correctly, I remember us scrambling one day trying to figure out how do we get this Titans game. We've got to watch the Titans game.
Was it a Titans game?
I feel like it was.
It might have been. I mean, look, I know that Peacock, the NBC, you know, they have a baseball package. So there was like a Braves game I had to watch on that.
They have an Apple Friday night game on MLB.
Well, they're making all of these things sort of a la carte, where you can sort of pick what you want and you don't have to sort of bat a whole package to see your team play.
But if you are not a cord cutter, it works against you. Like, one of the reasons you're not a cord cutter is because you get all these games mm-hmm. without having to subscribe to all of these different a la carte services.
Well,
and
no,
that's
even,
where the competition is
but
happening
even if
right
you
now.
Haven't, even if you still have your cable, there's still some games you just don't get if you don't have the NFL red zone package.
I know, and it's a dilemma. You know? I don't like it. I'd like to be able to flip my TV on and say I got the game.
Well,
but now
it's
got to go next
this
level.
This is not 1985 anymore, Willie. You can't
you're
just
right.
do that.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a reason that the NFL is doing this, and all these leagues are doing
it. Makes
this.
Some money.
They're taking the money.
They're
making it inconvenient for the fan in exchange for taking the money.
No, I don't think
they're getting more players involved. Yes,
no,
they are.
I don't think so, because I think they have data that shows them that their fan base is finding their games. Because Amazon, Apple, Peacock, all these things, they would not spend the money to go get these deals if they didn't think people were actually watching. But they are.
And
so
I continue to watch.
I think where they're having to work at it is I would even put myself in this category because I'm 35, but like I'm not like the you know, I'm a millennial, but I'm not the Gen Z or whatever gen we're on. Like
those guys don't pay for anything.
Like for okay, Nick, weigh in on
those guys get their parents. Those guys get their parents' passwords, don't they?
Yeah. How many streaming accounts would you say you have?
Oh man, I mean, for music, I have Spotify.
Video though, like to watch.
But for video, I think I used to have a Peacock when I was in college. I had Hulu because that was also free as a college student, so I had that.
But you watch that stuff on a regular basis?
Yes.
And it's easy for you?
Yes.
And are you a cord cutter?
Nah, I don't know. I see.
Do you still have cable?
I do. Yeah, okay. My family still does, so I still use that. When I was away at school, I would watch our Preds games on TV.
Okay.
And then I would also watch the news or whatever shows I was interested in. So I think it depends on who you're talking to that's my age, but there probably are more cord cutters, honestly.
Unnamed texter says, Willie, are you 51 or 90? Get on board.
Yeah, Willie, man, you got to get on board. Come on.
Hey, look, I'm going to watch the games one way or the other.
I know you are,
but I'm looking for this next thing here on Thursday night. I don't like the inconvenience. I like being able to say, look, if I'm going to pay for satellite TV, which is expensive, I don't like having to then also get every single freaking streaming service.
Well,
there's a lot of them out
there. It's not an inconvenience if you just go and get the service.
Well, I know, but how much should I have to pay? It all does add up, right? If it's $9.99 for this.
Look,
because I have the Disney package, uh-huh. which has Disney, ESPN Plus, and Hulu, mm-hmm. right? That's a good buy for me. You get three. It's a reasonable price.
People are coming
Spotify.
After you.
No, I'm just asking.
Tim says on our text line, tell Willie to stop playing the old man. I'm 44 and pushing two extra buttons on the remote isn't hard.
It's not two extra buttons on the remote for Amazon.
I mean, it basically is.
Yeah.
Do you have a smart TV?
No. I have a regular
TV. You have a dumb
TV? I have the TV I've had. I got a remote. I got a gazillion channels from DirecTV.
Willie, that's the problem right there. You don't have a smart television.
Well, how do you watch Netflix?
Exactly.
On my computer or on my phone.
So you don't put it on the television? We got a problem here. Yeah, we got a problem.
When you're going to stream all these shows that we talked about during COVID, because that's all we had to do, you watched on your computer or on your phone and not on your TV.
Yes. Is something wrong with that?
You're dead, Willie.
Willie, there has to be a television in your house that's a smart television. There has to be. Your kids, you got young
kids.
Well,
as I said just a few minutes ago, I can plug my computer into my TV.
But who wants to run an HDMI cord to their television all the time? And then people tripping over the cord.
My kids,
okay, this is not 1980, Willie, with the phone cord where it stretches all the way around the house.
We all remember our moms doing that, right?
Wow, Willie. Yeah, we got to get you. But, we got to get you up on.
I'm speechless.
Nobody's with me on though.
No.
Do I now? I have to get Paramount Plus. I have to get Hulu. I got to get Amazon.
I'm with you on because they just keep on, you know, adding new things to all of these streaming services. Where now you got to go get all these streaming services.
Right.
In
addition,
I thought
I was covered. With the DirecTV. That's my point.
Well, but you are covered
from a standpoint.
And now
with each increasing year, I'm not covered by just getting DirecTV and paying the
Chris,
service.
You should get rid of you should slowly kind of taper that down.
Chris and Gallatin from Coach Willie to Cheap Willie.
Wait a minute. No, I'm not Cheap Willie because it's more it's more expensive to stay with the cord attached, true? Let's get the right label.
Okay. Everybody's weighing in on this now.
Okay.
On streaming services and football and Willie apparently being an old man. I can't keep up with this. We'll do this more next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Back here, Chase, Willie, and D-Mace.
It's a great new song here.
102.5, 106.3 The Game. 102.5 The Party here with you. I can't get over this. Chase McKay, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. The first video played on MTV in 1981 because Willie's apparently stuck 1981. Your text, 615-737-1025, are killing me. They are fantastic. Because we're talking about streaming on Amazon Prime, the Thursday Night Football package, and Willie's against it. And we've learned that Willie doesn't have a smart TV. So there's people texting in saying, I need to give you an expense account so you can go get a smart TV. One texter says, Willie still.
For research and development, yes, the person said.
Yeah. Willie still uses dial up for his internet connection.
Right.
Oh, here's one. Good grief, Willie. It ain't all that hard to get streaming app on your TV. I'm 62, and I use about 15 apps on my smart TVs for various purposes. I agree that paying for individual streaming service is a ripoff, but you can figure out how to get streaming apps on your TV. Come on, man.
I like Dylan. He said, do I still have a cassette player in my car?
A-track.
What's wrong with that?
Old man Wiley.
I still got the old tapes.
Oh, my goodness.
From JD.
The old tapes.
Coy in Clarksville. I don't know. Should I read that one?
Which one?
Well, your poverty offends me.
Yeah.
That was funny.
And he adds, do I still have a flip phone?
George did until like.
Oh, yeah. He was the
ago.
Last guy I know that had that. I guess my point is just on the topic, and, you know, I invite the shots. Keep coming at me with it. No, I don't have the smart TV. But. If I'm paying the service for DirecTV, which is what I have, or cable, then I don't feel like the reason I do that is so I don't have to buy all of the other streaming service. I have some, but now I feel like to get all of the games that I'd like to watch, I got to get all of them. So I'm having to double dip to get them all. And so does the cost stop?
It's not really double dipping in a sense because you know exactly, like, say, for instance, Pret games. You know you got to have, you know, cable for Pret games because the station.
Right now, that's a big thing for a lot of the fans. They want to see an agreement with the streaming services.
Exactly.
And the last couple of years, there hasn't been one.
So you have your cable for that, but you can't completely cut it off. You want to maybe condense it, But because things are not a la carte on cable, you can't condense it. You can't condense it. You can't get your bill low without cutting out some of those things that you want to watch. So then now you got to go and get all these other services to watch football games. When majority of the, like, we're going to get Titan games, no matter.
Sure.
We're going to get Titan games. But if you want to watch another game, maybe two other games that, like after the 4 o'clock game, well, there may be only 2 4 o'clock games on, but the game you want to watch isn't on cable. So now you got to go and get the streaming service to watch that game.
Right. So people are going under the assumption that, and this is a funny question because I've already texted my daughter, do we have Amazon Prime?
Well, because here's the other thing.
Because where the rubber meets the road is we've always gotten Thursday night football, right? If you're not a cord cutter, you've gotten Thursday night football. It's either been on the network or it's been on NFL Network. So now it's on Amazon Prime, and you got to have that service. So that's where it's changed from the past. For an old guy like me, now I've got to – if I don't have Amazon Prime or if my subscription lapsed, I got to get it if I want to watch that game.
Yeah, and what you need to do, everybody is screaming at you to go buy a Roku stick, which you don't. That makes your TV smart. It takes your dumb TV and makes it a smart TV. Now, if you still have one with a tube, I don't know if it'll work.
Yeah. I got a flat screen.
You got a flat screen?
Yeah.
I can plug my laptop into my TV, so it's maybe it's not smart, but it's,
get the,
you know.
Get the Roku or the
Amazon. It's a Forrest Gump.
Or make it easier on yourself. Go get an Amazon stick because then it's got Prime and
we're trying to get rid of the cords, Willie. You're trying to get rid of all the cords,
Here's a tweet. Jeremy K. Gover.
I just got AirPods Pro, okay? I'm going one step at a time, okay?
Jeremy,
I used to be the guy with the Walkman.
I am impressed you have the AirPods Pro. That is impressive. Jeremy K. Gover quoted a tweet. So Dusty Slay, who's a comedian here, that's pretty funny. We've seen him at Brent Peterson's
event.
He's pretty funny. He tweeted in July, "Soon every network will have their own streaming platform, and then we can watch with no ads. Then someone will put them all together in a package, and they'll call it cable. Then they'll slowly pull the ads back in, and we'll be right back to where we started."
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what it is. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Brad wants to help you, Willie. Brad, welcome in.
Help me out, Brad.
Hi, guys. I've texted in several times before, but Willie thinks he's old. He's a young pup. I am 76, still teach every day and drive an hour and a half back and forth. I'm the guy that used to text back and forth about the gas prices in Paris, Tennessee. Hmm. But anyway, get you an Amazon Fire Stick. The best value they have is like a little less than $50. I did that, got rid of all my other programming I used to have, and guess what? On that, I have 16,000 available channels. You can use it without a smart TV because you just plug it in like you do your computer. I'm a Kansas City fan, even though I live down here in Tennessee. I watched all of the Kansas City Chiefs games in preseason. How? Because on my Fire Stick, I can go down, locate NBC channel out of Kansas City, Channel 4, and it carries the Chiefs. I can watch my Kansas City Royals on the MLB. Also, they have all the Bally Sports areas on there. You can go down and pick up which ones you want, Midwest, here in Tennessee, wherever you want to, you just log it in on there, up it pops. I can watch all the local news. So,
All right. Appreciate it, Brad.
Brad, thanks for helping me out.
Thanks, Brad.
He's coming to my rescue.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, one more. David, welcome in.
Hey, Willie, I got a suggestion for you. Take the old aluminum foil off your rabbit ears and put brand new ones on, and you can at least get lost in space.
Thank you, David.
Hey, by the way, that was a good show back in the day, Lost in Space.
They tried to bring it back.
They did.
You know, I'm against that.
I did like it.
Yeah, but lost, I mean, like, do we have new ideas? The answer is
really.
We don't.
No,
that's true. Oh man, y'all have. Whew, that's a good – I needed that on this Friday. But coming up next, talk a little sports betting. Our man Alan Bell, CBS Sports and 24/7. He is going to join us because it's week zero in college football. We'll do that coming up next. Chase William D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.